This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday warned Americans that COVID will get worse before it gets better. The United States is the nation's hardest hit by COVID-19 with 24.51 million cases and more than approximately 410,000 deaths by early Friday morning. More than 4,000 Americans died of the disease Thursday alone for the second day in a row. Even so, vaccine rollout, which the administration of former President Donald Trump left to the states to carry out without a federal blueprint or sufficient funding, has proven to be choppy. The U.S. is doubling down on its support for Taiwan following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. Taiwan's defense minister said China on Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets into airspace just southwest of the island. That's part of a long-standing pattern of Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government of President Tsai Ing-wen into caving to Beijing's demand that she recognize Taiwan as a part of Chinese territory. The latest Chinese overflight came on the heels of President Joe Biden's inauguration, emphasizing the island's enduring position in the divisive issues between the sides that also include human rights, trade disputes, and most recently questions about China's initial response to the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. State Department on Saturday said it notes with concern the pattern of ongoing attempts to intimidate its neighbors, including Taiwan. There was no immediate Chinese response on Sunday from China. VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that he looked forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden on their shared goals, including tackling climate change. Johnson used his first phone call with the U.S. president to welcome Biden's announcements that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, and they discussed the prospects of a free trade deal. A spokeswoman for Johnson said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potential free trade deal between the two countries. Britain left the European Union last year. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. A construction site of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, which former President Donald Trump had touted as a major accomplishment days before leaving office, was seen abandoned during a visit by Reuters. The sites in Sunland Park, New Mexico, appeared deserted after U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order halting construction of the border wall. Biden ordered an immediate pause to construction of the border wall and end emergency declaration by Trump while he was president that helped authorize funding for it. The 644-kilometer partially completed wall represents arguably the most concrete legacy of Mr. Trump's 4-year administration and his overhaul of the U.S. immigration system, including a crackdown on migrants crossing the southern border. Remembrances continue for Larry King, the longtime nationally syndicated TV and radio host who was a nightly fixture on CNN from 1985 from 2010. As the host of Larry King Live, he won many honors during the show's 25-year run. King died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, his production company, Aura Media, tweeted. No cause of death was given, but a spokesperson said that January 4th that King had COVID-19, received supplemental oxygen, and had been moved out of intensive care. The U.S. Census Bureau is suspending efforts to create neighborhood age of residents using 2020 census data. The announcement is the latest rollback Trump administration's latest initiatives that critics feared would be used to fit Republicans in the drawing of state and local districts. The first attempted to discern the citizenship status of every U.S. resident through administrative records, and the second sought to exclude people in the U.S. illegally from the numbers used for apportioning congressional seats among the states. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.